1958. Last year's high, 76, and the low was 54. Sunset will occur at 8:43. Sunrise time, 5:21. Coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.76. 1/100th of an inch of rain early this morning. We're up 3 from the overnight low. Right now it is 65.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in counties affected by major flooding this week across the state. In Miami, here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Part of Interstate 95, that major north-south artery, shut down due to flooding. Crews using vacuum trucks racing to clear debris from storm drains across the area. Driving simply treacherous.
I could not see behind me or in front of me, so I need to drive very slow.
Air travel snarled. More than 1,000 flights delayed or canceled entirely at South Florida Airport.
Extreme heat in the Southwest now making its way to the East Coast. President Biden sitting down with the leaders from the 7 richest democracies in the world, Ukraine and Gaza dominating talks at the G7 summit in Italy. Former President Donald Trump returns to Capitol Hill today for the first time since that rally he held for his supporters before they stormed the Capitol January 6th. He'll meet with congressional Republicans. This is ABC News. The ACLU is going to court challenging President Biden's executive order turning back most migrants seeking asylum. The suit says the order runs counter to laws already on the books. One of the biggest religious communities in the country is taking a stand against IVF.
Delegates to the Southern Baptist Convention have endorsed a statement which opposes the use of in vitro fertilization, or IVF. At issue is the number of embryos that are generated in the IVF process, in which embryos are sometimes destroyed. The resolution, which is not binding, instead urges families to use other reproductive technologies or to consider adopting children or unwanted frozen embryos. The Southern Baptists are the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you prefer traveling by rail instead of road, you're in good company. Amtrak now says it expects ridership this year to top pre-COVID levels and break the record of 32.3 million passengers in 2019. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO. Some notes on today in sports, courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday at the state baseball tournament, it was Edgewood getting the win against Kettle Moraine Lutheran by a final of 4-3. Mosinee was the winner against their opponent, La Crosse Logan, 8-1. And also advancing to the Division I championship, it was De Pere, 8-1 over Westosha Central, and Sun Prairie, 11-4 over Oak Creek, setting up all four division championships to be crowned today, and that will be at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Rookie Tobias Myers won back-to-back starts for the first time, allowing 1 run and 3 hits over 6 innings, leading the Brewers over the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 for their 6th straight home series win. Myers struck out 4 and walked 1. Elsewhere in interleague play, Minnesota, it was a 17-9 win against Colorado, and San Francisco 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 5 and Oakland 4, Baltimore 4-2 over Atlanta, Washington 7, Detroit 5, the Cubs beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Cincinnati was a winner against Cleveland 4-2, Boston 8, Philadelphia 6, the Angels 8-3 over Arizona, and Texas was a winner over the Dodgers 3-2. In the National League, Mets 10, Miami 4, St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 4-2. And in the American League, the Yankees 11, Kansas City 5, Seattle 2-1 over the Chicago White Sox. Jason Tatum scored 31, and the Celtics held off a furious Dallas rally to reach the brink of a record 18th championship in franchise history. It was a 106-99 win for Dallas over the Mavericks and a 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals as a result.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
This Saturday, join Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, for a fun-filled day right after the rodeo parade. You can support Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination or the Richland Area Food Pantry with your free will donations. Enjoy face painting with a 4-H for all the young ones. Also, explore all of the friends from Tiny Acres Farm. Indulge in ice cream cones and curd while supplies last. And spin the Wheel of Fortune for awesome swag. Don't miss out on the fantastic event brought to you by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, Saturday after the parade. A high in the low 80s today. A 50% chance of scattered showers exists through early afternoon, and then mostly clear tonight, a low of 56. Friday, lots of sunshine with lower humidity and a high of 80. Friday night, a few clouds and a low of 55. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 76. Sunday, near 90, very warm and humid. Right now in Richland Center, it's a very pleasant morning after some thunder and some lightning moved through early this morning. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain during that time. Right now, we're up to 66 degrees at WRCO Studios.
I want a tracker boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need. Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you. The day I die, I'm all yours if you're all mine.
Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. Well, the week is going by very quickly. We're here at Thursday, June 13th, and just ahead of the many events going on, including Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals, with a few events happening today. The main course, though, coming up tomorrow through Sunday as well. And pretty good weather for those opening things anyway. Going to be a little bit warm toward the end of the weekend, but that's usually, I think overall, I was looking at it, and you know, kind of the showers that we've experienced and things like that. Unsettled weather in June, and that is pretty typical. Right now, Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones on a Thursday morning. Get together.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew, he's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the morning?
What time of day?
Should I sing it in the
should
noontime?
I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the evening?
What time of day?
Should I sing it in the nighttime?
Like every good girl does, want a fairy tale and end, somebody to love, but it's really good. truth and go.
Underwood on FM 100.9 WRCO. Chances to win and qualify coming up this morning yet for, well, we'll see if Lady Bell's up for the morning milking. I think she's hiding down by the riverside. But anyway, we'll have chances to win some dairy products, qualify for the Father's Day drawing. So we'll be doing that today. The trivia question of the day a little bit later on. You can also text to win in the Scani Wisconsin text to win statewide competition. So the first word that you need to know is coming up next hour here on the radio.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open. Public area housekeeping. Multiple hotel room cleaning positions. Second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain?
headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins on June 12th to the 15th with all tops 50% off. June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off. And June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Song on the radio, I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know you can tell everyone that we're through, and you might even believe it too. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the face that you see in a crowd. I'll be the times that you cry out loud. Smile when there's no one around. I'll be the book that you just can't put down. So you can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. You'll see, sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. No, 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 darling. There ain't no getting over me.
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO Radio as we get you set for your day in Southwest Wisconsin. It's a beautiful start to the day here as we get ready for the day, and hopefully the challenges are few. 66 degrees. We're up 4 degrees from the overnight low here at the WRCO Radio Studios. Getting you set for the weekend, Willow Valley United Methodist Church will be hosting its annual Strawberry Supper on Friday starting at 4:30, hosted by the joint efforts of the Willow Valley United Women and faith, and also the Methodist men. The dinner will include entrees and desserts made with fresh strawberries, brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, baked beans, potato salad, and ice cream. This is all available on Friday at Willow Valley Church for a free will donation. Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton here on WRCO FM 100.9. News, weather, and sports update is next.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update this hour is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast, partly or mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon, and a high of 83. A few light showers early this morning and a few thunderstorms that were a little heavier that rolled through yesterday and last night, but nothing in our immediate area. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 66.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign rally. Trump will be speaking at Racine Festival Park on Tuesday and plans to make his case that President Joe Biden has failed America. This will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted of multiple felonies in a New York financial crimes case. Both Trump and Biden have made repeated trips to Wisconsin, which helped decide the presidency in both 2016 and 2020. A mixed ruling on early voting from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court's liberal majority ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election. But the justices ruled local elections officials can choose wherever they want to place their temporary voting sites for the duration of early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. That upholds a rule that's been in place since 2016. The court's majority said upsetting the placement of voting sites just days before papers were due on placement would disrupt the process. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin, UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yackey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters are dismayed about the cost of a home.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Yackey and Burden spoke at a WIS Politics luncheon on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers says his office is in the process of vetting firms to conduct a full audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. During a stop in Wausau this week, the governor said he hoped the process could be done within 6 months, but added, you never know with those type of things. Evers, who served as state schools superintendent prior to being elected governor, said the critical situation at MPS calls for a deep dive into the district's financial and academic performance issues. Documents sent to the State Department of Public Instruction indicate the district's financial office is inexperienced and understaffed. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are critical of Evers' audit plans, with Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu calling for the work to be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The First Lady is returning to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will hold an event in Green Bay coming up at 1:30 with local seniors today. It's part of Seniors for Biden-Harris, a national organizing coalition to mobilize voters as Joe Biden seeks a second term in the White House. The First Lady has been to Wisconsin many times this year as her husband, President Joe Biden, runs for election. She was last in Green Bay in February. The Donald Trump campaign again announcing on Wednesday the former president will be holding a rally in Racine on Tuesday. Also in the news today, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that an ATV collided with a car in the town of Utica around 12:41 p.m. on Tuesday. The ATV's occupants, 11-year-old Mesa Fredenhagen and 7-year-old Kendi Harris, both of Oshkosh, died. One of the girls was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was taken to a hospital and later died. The news release did not say which girl died at the scene or when the second girl died. Also, the sheriff's office said the 43-year-old woman who was driving the car suffered minor injuries, but she and her 13-year-old son, who was a passenger in the vehicle, tried to render first aid to the girls. She was cooperating with the investigation, according to the office. A concentrated animal feeding operation near Sparta was fined over $200,000 by the Wisconsin Justice Department. In a release, the DOJ said that Milsna Dairy Supply was fined for violating the state's wastewater laws from 2015 to 2013, 2023 as well. Prosecutors said that the CAFO allowed a permit for pollutant discharge elimination to expire in 2015 and did not file for a new permit until charges had been brought last year. Milsna Dairy Supply also built a sand separation system without DNR approval. You can adopt a cow symbolically, all to help feed your neighbors. This is the 10th year of Adopt a Dairy Cow for Second Harvest Food Bank. The number of people using food pantries has doubled since 2021. People are vulnerable and need this help. Chris Tazelaer from Second Harvest says this is a way to make giving a little bit more fun. Thanks to donors, every donation will be matched up to $65,000. So your donation will help twice as many people. Things get underway today with the Wisconsin High School Rodeo. Thursday's schedule includes a light rifle shooting competition, which gets underway today at the rifle range on Cooper Hill Road. That's at 10 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, trap shooting competition at the Muscadet Sportsman Club. It's a day for the Queens to check in, the Queens horsemanship, the tests, and the contestants meeting. The Queens pageant tonight at 7:30 and reception. Also a back tag ceremony at 8:30 and the cowboy prom tonight at 9:30, all a part of the festivities at the Richland County Fairgrounds for the 2024 Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals. And the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel is hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross today from 10 until 3. The blood drive is located at 1101 Morrison Drive in Boscobel in the M Building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 83 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Also for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 56. Lots of sunshine with lower humidity on Friday and a high of 80 degrees. This morning, 1/100th of an inch of rain fell. Yesterday, we did receive a little bit more, in fact, a thunderstorm that rolled through the area, and we picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. In that storm yesterday, some high winds and hail were reported. There were no Reports of any damage in our immediate area. And this morning early on, there were some thunderstorm warnings for Sauk County and storms that moved on from La Crosse to Green Bay early on. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 62, it is 66 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll take a look at some notes on the state of Wisconsin scene. Another Brewer win, as well as they won the series against Toronto. Details in just a moment.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
At the state baseball tournament on Wednesday in Division II, Edgewood got the win against Kettle Moraine Lutheran 4-3 and Mosinee 8-1 over La Crosse Logan. Also in Division I semifinals, DePere was a winner against Westosha Central 8-1 and Sun Prairie 11-4 over Oak Creek. State champions will be crowned in four divisions today. Solon Springs Northwood takes on Oliva Strum in the first game at 9 this morning. The D3 title game will begin at approximately noon, with Kenosha St. Joseph and Aquinas battling out. Then it's Edgewood and Mosinee in the game around 3. The Division I championship game slated for 6 tonight between DePere and Sun Prairie. Rookie starter Tobias Myers was outstanding again, pitching the Brewers to a series-clinching 5-4 victory Wednesday afternoon against the Toronto Blue Jays. Myers went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits. Milwaukee was up by 5-1 when he left the game. Manager Pat Murphy commented on the Brewers' recent pitching.
From where these guys were to start the season, you know what I mean, and where they were in our plans, it's like, it's amazing they're doing what they're doing. And, yeah, we gain more and more confidence in them every time out. Now, you got to give William a ton of credit because he's once again, catching night game, day game, to give Yelly the opportunity to DH. And that's pretty unselfish.
Manager Pat Murphy for the Brewers. Trevor Miguel with his 11th save. The Brewers are off today. They'll send Freddy Peralta to the mound to start the first game of a weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds. Yesterday, it was a win for the Mets over Miami, 10-4 in the National League, and the Cardinals got by Pittsburgh, 4-2. Yankees, 11-5 over Kansas City, and Seattle, 2-1 over the White Sox. The Twins beat Colorado, 17-9. In other interleague games, it was San Francisco, 5-3 over Houston, San Diego, 5, and Oakland, 4. Baltimore, 4-2 over Atlanta, Washington, 7, Detroit, 5. The Cubs, 4, Tampa Bay 3, Cincinnati 4-2 over Cleveland, Boston 8, Philadelphia 6, the Angels 8-3 over Arizona, Texas 3, and the Dodgers 2. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as a part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is giving his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on a Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans were not present Wednesday. Running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling their contractual obligations. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Hey, bartender, need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. And here's another 50, run a tab for me. All that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
Top on WRCO. Hey, we have found a couple of more qualifiers for this year's Father's Day giveaway. Congrats to Miranda Parker and Gail Marshall, who both qualify this time to be in the big drawing. Hank and I will be looking at pulling out some winners tomorrow between 7 and 7:30 here on the big program. So keep listening for your chance to qualify. We'll qualify a few more today, and then we'll see how you do tomorrow. And again, we'll have a handful of winners, too. So even the grand prize is pretty cool, but all the other stuff is too. So keep listening for your opportunity today. It's Father's Day weekend. Hard to believe that. And then, of course, coming up, I'm not sure. I mean, I really don't need anything, except it would be nice to have a present before the wedding. I was thinking about maybe getting some Brut aftershave, maybe getting it on tap so I can just, you know, kind of pour me a little bit of it whenever I need some to freshen up this weekend.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Today's forecast says we'll climb to around 83 degrees, tonight 56, 80 for Friday, Saturday 76 with a 30% chance of afternoon showers, 50% at night, and then tomorrow, Sunday, Father's Day, showers early and a high of near 90 degrees. 66 at WRCO this morning, and a clear blue sky, or a blue clear sky, no matter how you look at it. This is George Street.
Funny.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find